stolen material.
Shame on you.
Welcome. Whenever you feel you are ready, you may start. Your forces are under attack.
Welcome to another exciting week, and should prove to be an exciting show for Ripped in Half.
It should prove to be exciting.
It should be. Yes.
If everything works out, it might be okay.
Hopefully it works out.
Yes.
If not, I blame you.
Yeah, everything's on me this weekend because I just brought a guest.
Oh, coming out swinging from the gate with that one.
Yeah, I'm just...
That's not even what I was referencing. I was just blaming you you.
I was just promoting myself like, hey, you know, like I'm bringing shit to the show. I'm bringing a guest in here.
Mm-hmm. You actually
all,
doing
like
something
all the time. All the time. This all is the like time. The, yeah. This is my fifth guest, right?
No,
I brought that. I brought Eric one time.
No, you didn't.
Roach.
No.
They eventually became parts of the show.
You didn't bring him.
What?
I brought Eric. Roach was already on another show.
Okay, you just tear me down in front of my guests.
That's right. Well, yeah. You know, if you're gonna try to impress your guests,
I at least
with some
set
truth.
Up the mics today, right?
Parsley.
Okay, you know what? At least sponsored the show this week.
Yeah. So yeah, Ripped in Half. I'm Steve.
I brought burgers, some drinks. I provided the sodas and tea.
Oh, you the little side catering
now
car.
Now I'm just bragging.
The side catering car for
you
the
know,
show.
I didn't mean to brag, but you know, Well, welcome to Ripped in Half. I'm Jason.
I already said my name.
Just making this hard. You're just making this.
Way to play catch up here, Jason. This is what happens when you go drinking before the show. You realize this. This is what happens.
I don't introduce you first?
No, that you're just really easy to confuse and baffle.
Oh. Like what?
You're stammering right now. You're getting lost in the sauce.
No, I'm on board with this.
You're getting embarrassed.
Oh. Yeah, I'm trying to impress our guests.
You are.
I think I am. I'm trying to overdo the show and overplayed it.
Uh-huh.
That's what's going on.
I think you oversold it.
I think I... No, I undersold it and still he thought it was great. So, we'll get to you in a minute.
Finally, we get to use that joke.
Whoa, don't talk until we introduce it.
Yeah. Finally, we get to use this joke. This joke we've been wanting to say for a long time. We have a guest to use it. We'll get to you in a second.
So anyways, I'm here tonight with a guest that I met not moments ago to be on our show today.
Not moments ago?
Yeah. At least 3 moments ago.
Oh, okay.
But not like 2 moments ago.
So more than one moment, but not enough moments to be like, hey, old buddy, old pal. It's
like
more
once
of
once you get 1.5 moments,
hey, how's it going?
That's where I met him.
Mm-hmm.
So another moment or two, we're going to introduce you.
I mean, you know, you met him enough moments to at least just randomly spring him on me, you know, without any forewarning.
Oh, it's not my first day meeting him.
No.
But it is your first day.
It is.
So be nice.
No.
I'm bringing a guest.
When am I ever nice?
It's a guest. They're part of the show. They agreed to be on it. And give their stories of
I'm sorry. Let me slip into my Beauty and the Beast here. Be a guest. Be a guest. I don't fucking know the rest.
I want to keep... tell me more words. Lyric 2?
No.
No? Okay, no. Fuck you.
That's it.
Well, okay, here we go. We got Doug.
That's your cue, sir.
Doug Gleason on the show
you
tonight.
You told me in a minute.
We got future comic Doug Gleason on the show tonight.
I'm not really a comic.
I said future comic.
Okay.
I'm just a icky
old. Oh, okay, we got the introduction. We'll get back to you in a minute.
Future suicide.
Hey, wait.
Kidding.
I'm Doug.
Future suicide. Doug Gleason. Doug Gleason, right?
Doug Gleason. If you break it down, it's the ugly son.
No truer name has been spoken.
Yes. I told my dad
that's just bad spelling.
I told my dad that.
Put a hyphen in it.
I told my dad that, and he said, we thought you'd never figure it out.
My son's a genius. We're taking you out of that school, boy. We're moving you over.
But I saw Doug Gleason at a bar drunk one day.
From across the smoky room.
Yeah, we talked about
it. We looked. Actually, eye to eye.
We did talk about Doug in a past episode where we met him.
Yes.
At a bar one day randomly when I walked into the Bell on a Thursday. Or Wednesday. It was a Wednesday. I know it was specifically a Wednesday because, you know, the weather was nice. But he was there, like, bearded up and shit-faced, talking about his day to do a stand-up. I forgot. What was the first city you did that, Chino?
El Monte.
El Monte.
And a mic.
Somewhere wet back.
El Monte.
You need to hold
that. Just keep the mic with you.
Just keep it around this level where I'm at. See where I'm at?
Well, that's I didn't know at. You guys wanted me anymore.
Oh, no. We'll get to you in a minute.
Okay. I'm getting used to this now.
We're just used to having people around, so we'll just shit with them. Well, that's what part. That's what you need to get used to. When you have guests, just fuck with them.
There we go.
Give them some shit.
That's the best thing to do.
And I'm happy to be here. Thank
they're
you.
All nervous. Like, I'm on the mic.
Well, at least somebody is.
And I'm just, like, here in this place. I don't know what I'm doing. These guys are throwing shit at me.
First time I've been with two men and was happy to be getting fucked with.
This guy.
So.
No, but I met him at the Bell. He's about ready to do his stand-up for the first time. Uh-huh. Actually, tell your story. Tell your story about you. This is Doug. This is the guy, our guest for the night.
And now it's time for Doug Talk.
Yeah, give it a little about yourself. And then we'll go on the show.
Okay, I come
we'll get back to you in a minute.
That was a great story, like Doug. That. Thanks.
Yeah. That's a good.
Yeah, that's a good.
Yeah, that's about all I got. I don't know. I
tried stand up. I got to this podcast. Now I'm here.
Yeah, I come from El Monte, California, and
what brings you to Doper Highland? You a dope, you have a dope problem?
Friends, you know, I mean, to be 100% honest, one of my friends was gonna lose her home, and she needed a roommate, and I needed a room, and I came to
did
this.
You? How many times?
Oh shit. So far, none.
Oh,
but I keep trying.
It's not a vacuum.
Yeah. No, but she's just like she's like this lovely lady, and I moved into this room, and I found the bar, the Bell, and I fell in love with the Bell.
Got it with Andy's crowd, huh?
Yeah,
Is this back in the show, Tweaker Bell, or is this post-Tweaker Bell?
I think he's
no, just right now.
He's part of the new Bell. The new Bell, because okay.
I've actually only been here for like 5 months, six
and you
months.
You already made it onto this show.
Hey, look
you're
at me.
You're moving up in Highland,
that's right?
Right. I'm the popular stand-up at the Bell. I'm on a podcast. Like, yeah, things are working out for you.
Look at you trying to step out of your class. Hey. Come on now. Back to the social order.
Bragging motherfucker.
Back to El Monte.
Yeah. This cocky motherfucker. Just
well, I figured once I got to the Valley of the Dirt People, I could rule the world. You know?
Oh, man, this guy.
Yeah. I mean, it's like Sam Bernard.
I can get spotted any podcast in this shit EI.
San Bernardino. Here we come.
Got some terrorists shoot the fuck up of this. Next year, I'm fucking on a podcast.
Yeah, and I love this city. Last night, somebody threw a rock through my window and stole my Bluetooth speaker out of my truck. So I got up this morning. There's a big rock on my seat, and I was cleaning out the glass and stuff, and there's this big, giant rock sitting there, and I looked at my roommate and I said, I wonder how they got in.
It's a mystery. Ta-da.
Hey, wait, you guys don't have any drum sound effects, you know?
I have the...
Well, maybe when you tell a joke.
We have the Price is White womp womp kabom going on.
That's all we have ready for that shit.
So your truck got broke into.
Yeah.
You lost the Bluetooth.
Yep. Milwaukee. I use it at work. It charges all my batteries, and I'm gonna just go buy one tomorrow.
Now there's only two Milwaukee brands I'm aware of: the construction tools and the beer. Which one's your tool?
Well, it's the one that got Harbor Freight. Or beer.
Yeah. Well, when I was younger, like, old Milwaukee was my brand, you know. But
I was more of an Olympic man.
Now,
Olympia?
Olympia man. Oh,
yeah.
Which later became Pabst.
No.
It got bought out by Pabst.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's why you don't see that shit. It's bought out by Pabst. That doesn't exist anymore. It's produced by Miller.
Yeah.
Miller is producing. That's to explain why it's so shitty, so.
It was always shit. I don't know.
The only place I've ever seen Olympia was Utah.
I mean, I got
Pabst Blue Ribbon
in my mind, but, you know.
Yeah.
It's not.
I have a shirt that says Pabst, but I didn't drink it.
I'll have OE before I have Pabst Blue Ribbon again. Well, unless you put a lime in it, then I'll be okay.
No, I'll drink Pabst at the bar, but that's because, you know, I get pretty much two beers for the price of one with that tall can.
Oh, I could have one. I could have an IPA for that price, though. I have two IPAs for your price. You're one.
I just.
No, you can't.
I'm that rich.
I just think any.
I found $2 in the bar. I'm sorry.
No. I'm the one interrupting. I don't.
You are.
I just think any
here
beer.
Here we are talking about any beer.
Any beer you have to put fruit or lime into is not a good beer.
Well, my dad just told me.
So, what do you think of chiladas?
Micheladas?
Well,
everything in that beer.
On a Sunday.
I put a pineapple on my fucking shitty fucking Modelo beer, and all of a sudden it's great. Fuck you.
Yeah.
The beer wasn't good to begin with. Just add some fruit and some hot sauce.
There we go. That's my
If it's a hangover cure, just fucking give me a fucking Menudo. It's basically Menudo in a fucking glass with beer.
Both are equally disgusting, yes.
All of it is. But you know what? You sobered up next Sunday.
The Sunday after you started drinking it?
I didn't stop. I just took a break, eat some food. No, but I forgot about what I was talking about. What are we talking about?
Hey, let's
a lot of focus real fast.
Hey, you do.
Wait, let's forget about Doug Gleason for a minute, and let's talk about the week. That's what we're here for.
Oh, so you run the show.
Oh, you follow the show. Okay.
Yeah, I want to talk
like
about
you
the
follow
week.
The worst part that everyone else
so how's
hates
your week?
Except me. How's your week? No, like, go around.
Yeah.
You first, fucker.
He wanted to talk about the week.
Well, no, I think we should go to the week.
Most of our time avoiding that part of it.
Yeah, I know, we do.
Sad.
Yeah.
I'm already bored of myself.
Impress me, fuckers.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Go, Steve. How's your week?
Yeah.
Steve actually is a working man.
I am.
With a family, so most of his life is boring.
It is.
Sadly.
It usually is.
Actually, it was presumptuous to me to say that, but.
No, it is. Most of my week, nothing happened. It's boring.
I thought you were going to the protest.
I was getting to this. Thank you. Jump the gun. Pull the trigger, asshole. Oops. Before the protest, I went and saw a movie.
I was going to say.
I finally had sex.
Obamacare got fucking changed. It's like, then I couldn't do it.
No, Friday, took Alistair to go see Power Rangers. You're making a face. Actually, not as bad as I expected.
Chronicle wasn't as bad as I expected. Is it like Chronicle?
No. No.
Kids get powers. Trying to figure out how it is.
In that regard, it's no different than pretty much every superhero movie.
Yeah, some people know the responsibilities and what they're going to do. Okay.
No.
It's not Chronicle.
The only one that breaks the mold of every superhero movie is Captain America. The first one. Other than that, every superhero movie follows the same fucking mold, which is downtrodden person who has some sort of issues. In this case, it's five teenagers.
They're all that emo and depressed?
They all have their own different quirks. They do build with the characters, which is nice.
I don't like movies where kids are look cool looking and still say I'm not cool.
No, they don't do that. Okay, it's not they don't do that. Yeah, it's not that. But they all have their flaws. So, and just like every other superhero movie, they come across something that gives them superpowers. At the same time,
actually, at different times or at once?
Not once.
They're all friends, though.
No.
They're not all friends?
No, it's a coincidence that they have to be at the same spot when it happens.
Like a gap?
So, no.
Okay.
Anyways, and then just like every superhero movie, in the same time they get their find their powers, they accidentally release or make their enemy. Then you have the second half, them trying to find themselves, learn their powers, struggling, blah, 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 until they learn the ultimate goal or whatever of, you know, unity and inner strength and blah, blah, blah. Every superhero fucking thing. Cliche. And then they find the power to finally fight the villain. And then the third act's fucking awesome.
And so what kind of score would you give that?
Probably about 7.5 out of 10.
Okay.
So it wasn't terrible. I've seen better, but it's a lot better than I expected. And they did have some nice nods to the old Power Rangers stuff. Without it being too corny.
Here's the thing about... you're going to go on this. But like, Power Rangers. Okay, the movie and the nostalgia people have is based off the first 2 to 3 years. Because the movie came out about 3 or 4 years after the American version came out.
You're talking about the older movie?
Yeah, the older movie.
Oh, that older movie was shit.
Yeah, but like people only think about... When you think about Power Rangers, that's what your mind goes to. And that's what
I go to the TV show.
No one The TV show. The TV show movie is the same thing. It transitioned the next thing to the next Ranger. It was basically a transition because when the show...
Not quite.
When the Japanese show changed to New Ranger, they made a movie that kind of...
You're talking about
self-explained
Sentai.
To Americans
no.
what the next version was going to be.
No, it's not.
Because you didn't have Green Ranger until the movie came to fill the gap.
What movie are you talking about? No.
The movie. Because it went to what? Dinosaurs after that? Or no, it went to another animal after that.
Okay, no. That's something totally different. And that movie... doesn't even count as canon TV show wise because they do a whole
the real movie doesn't the first movie
the yeah
first,
the Power Rangers the movie is not canon to the TV show.
Well, it can be because
it's not.
It's been a Japanese TV show been on for 20
the movie
years.
Itself the Power Rangers the
but
movie,
the one they're trying to fucking try to make themselves.
I know the Power Rangers. No, the old this original Power Rangers the movie was not anything to do with Sentai. That was 100% American made with Ivan Ooze and all that. That was all American made.
I thought the second movie was more like that.
No, you're thinking of Turbo. That's also American made.
I thought that was more American made. No.
There was a first Power Ranger movie?
Yeah.
I was more. See, in my head, I thought there was a second.
I think
second
it came out in 95.
The way he said that, I thought. 94. My head earlier this week was like, there's a second Power Ranger movie?
Yeah, there was.
We're on different stages, but still. I was surprised it was a second. Yeah. Seriously, I didn't know there was
That pretty much was the transition for the TV shows into Turbo.
Yeah, but I thought, like, okay, if there was a second, maybe straight to DVD. And I was like, no, there was a theatrical
second. Yeah, it was
second.
Theatrical, yeah.
But it was, like, after they lost most of the fucking people.
No.
One of them died.
Yeah, the Green Ranger.
Oh, you're thinking Trini. Yeah. The Yellow Ranger.
Yellow.
That still happens in the Mighty Morphin, where they transition those characters. And then by the end of Mighty Morphin, the Pink Ranger also becomes different. But from that point on, it pretty much stayed the same Rangers from the end of Mighty Morphin into Zeo and then into Turbo.
Okay.
So anyways, the new movie is a...
It's kind of
a recreation of Mighty Morphin, expanded.
It's entire first episode reboot. Because it's not like the other movies that were transitioning to what's happening in the show to get new Rangers and new toys and stuff.
The movie itself is almost, aside from the concept, it's almost all original.
Okay.
So like Goldar's a completely different creature.
What'd you think of it?
I thought that they kind of rushed the first act to bring the characters together. Other than that, I did like how everyone was flawed, including Zordon. Which had a good twist there, and the third act was awesome. the whole fucking battling and everything, when they finally had the Zords. Because all the shows, when they would call it the Zords, it'd be a quick little, oh, look, the Zords. And they, Megazord, fight, end. In this, most of the fight sequence is their individual Zords fighting Goldar.
It's a lot of first person, just people in the little booth.
Yeah. Well, no. You still see a lot of, again, the Zord action. So you'll cut to them in their little area in their harnesses. But then you still see, like, the other creatures fighting. They actually form a line, fucking bombarding Goldar, trying to stop him as he throws him into a pit. Really action heavy. It was cool. Yeah, again, it was not bad.
What day did you see this?
Friday.
Really?
I got off work early, so.
Okay.
It was really hard to find. It was hard to find seats.
When Eric told me, I was like, when did you see it?
Yeah, it was hard to find seats for me and my son that were like two seats together because almost every showing was sold out.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think people have that much nostalgia as they think they do.
Yeah, it was crazy.
No, like, I watched that show. I didn't see how it could carry so long. Other than 2 hours. Other Japanese people.
Yeah, 2 hours. No, it was.
It's a 2 hour fucking movie?
Yep. Total runtime is 2 hours and 4 minutes.
I can't stand that movie.
It's, again, it's not bad. It's no different than any other fucking superhero movie.
I wasn't a fan to begin with, so it's not someone I could fuck. You can't impress me with that.
Well, no, I'm not saying like you have to have any foreknowledge of the Power Rangers. You don't. So that's what's neat about it.
So your opinion is saying like if I didn't like that shit and saw it, I'd still be on board with it.
You could be.
Like, not hating it, like, fuck you, but, like, but just, like, open-minded enough to, like, I'll see this movie. Even though
then you might like it, yeah. They have some really good references.
I'm afraid I might like it.
You might.
That's why I want to watch it.
Yeah, they have some good references to it.
I kind of like it. I want to hate it.
Like,
I want to continue with the hate of it.
Yeah, I know. Like, some of the good throwbacks, they do use the word, it's Morphin Time. But it's not
that
like.
That doesn't impress me.
No. But what I like about it is the way they use it. It's not that whole crappy, it's Morphin Time.
Can you not say it anyway that shitty?
It's more just kind of stoic and serious. Like,
cause hey, again, guys, it's Morphin Time.
Throughout the whole movie, they're trying to morph, but they can't get their morph. Again, it's because of personal reasons. So finally, when it's time to really get serious, we have to, you know, save the world. It's like, okay, you know what? It's time to do this. Come on, guys. It's Morphin Time. And that's when they pull it off. So it works. Alpha does his I, but it's more, instead of annoying, it's more of a, these kids are fucking up. It's like, I, come on. Alpha is actually really funny in this. And then even Rita's Make My Monster Grow was in there.
Mm.
Yeah. And not a dick joke either, which they do have some dick jokes.
If anything, I like Lizzie Banks in that.
Yeah. Multiple transformations for her in this movie. She does not start off all green and hot like the images show.
She's fat.
No.
Okay.
I'll say she lives up to the Repulsa name.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nasty pussy.
But again, it was good. I liked it.
Anything else for your week?
Yeah. I went to a MAGA rally today.
You did go to the rally.
I did go to the rally.
I was asked because I saw in the news. Were you the one on the beach that got the pepper sprayed, or you were the one on Hollywood Boulevard?
Huntington, yeah. Well,
the one in Huntington?
Yep.
Okay, he went to a Trump...
Wasn't just for Trump. I mean,
it was a Trump rally. No, there was two rallies. Protest for, against, and one...
Well, the anti-rally wasn't really much of a rally. It was all of like 25 people.
The anti was there. The Democrat version, right? It was 30 people. I thought the full one was...
No. Okay, so where I was...
The full one was like 200 people.
Where I was in Huntington, yeah, we had quite a lot of people. But we already knew that counter-protesters were going to be there. But see, when the counter-protesters announced they were going to be there, they expected to have like 200 to 300 people there as counter-protesters. All of 25 were there. And so they didn't get to build their human wall like they wanted. So they just kind of stood off to the side. But, you know, they did their shouting.
Ooh,
they
might
pushing.
See us. They're yeah. all intimidated now.
And you did have a couple of the Black Bloc
rally
Antifa
brave.
People there.
That's what they are. They're rally brave.
Yeah, well, they had a couple of the Black Bloc Antifa people there, the ones who dress all in black with the masks and everything, and they like to fucking pepper spray people.
Yeah, some guy got arrested. I heard about that.
A couple people did.
He got arrested for pepper spraying people.
Yeah. Well, what happened is some of the people in the counter-protest started shoving the protesters as they walked by. So that led to a fight. As the protest organizer, a really nice woman, she went to try and break it up and just
you were there, though, get people.
Yeah, I was right there. So they're trying to get everyone.
I was trying to look for you in the news specifically. And get beat up.
No, unfortunately, I missed.
I hope you got
The hard part of the hardcore part of the action. I was looking forward to.
You want
to
start fighting?
I wanted a piece of this. Oh yeah.
You're not a good protester if that's what you're looking for.
No, no. I wanted.
You're just looking for a fight.
No, I want. I was hoping. No, I was hoping some of the Antifa people were going to start something, and then I can get my hands on them. Fuck those George Soros paid pieces of shit. Anyway, so. While she's trying to break
Don't give me a peaceful protest pamphlet.
No, while she was trying to break it up, one of the Antifa people fucking ran up, and this dude fucking just maced right in her face. Ooh. And then tried to fucking take off. And in the process, he ended up spraying like four other people, including another woman and I think an elderly guy.
Oh, shit. Because it's spray. Yeah, it's going to go everywhere.
He tried to take off, and he did not get far. So he immediately got tackled and... punched.
He thought he can just sucker punch people.
Like, oh yeah, so like some of the other counter pros, they tried to fucking free him so he can run, but he wasn't running. He ended up getting a flag back smacked upside his head and tackled. Eventually, the cops got there with their fucking dog.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, once that dog got there, this dude was like dirt in his face, just laying there spread eagle. The dog's fucking just bark right out. At one part, I think the dog even grabbed onto his shoe. According to the pictures, I saw that. Meanwhile, another one, this one happened to be female, who was also ready to start shit. She tried to book it. So we had a lot of younger guys there. It's surprising how many of the young millennials were there. And they end up fucking snatching her up. They weren't letting her run. And they fucking carried her over to the cops as she's screaming and fucking yelling. The moment the cops yelled at her to get down, she dropped down. Her pepper spray fell out. So, yeah. People got busted for that shit.
Yeah.
Other than that, it was peaceful. It was nice. It was really good.
Other than that? Okay.
Well, it didn't last long. It wasn't as...
It was a blip on your whole protest.
It was a blip on the whole thing. Really, the way the news make it sound...
I saw the thing. It's like, Steve's there. Like,
they're making it so fucking grandiose. It's not even funny.
I think things like that are overblown. Like, I'm not... Again, I'm not for you and for your shit, but...
No, I know.
It just... Some things are overblown.
Yeah,
that's the thing I deal with. Is like even you have to filter out a lot, even when it's on either side, you have to filter out a lot of crap.
Yeah, no, it was nice to be there. Though it was nice to see.
I don't buy half the anti stuff. Like as much as I agree, I'm not for him. So like I agree with a lot of anti shit, but like some stuff is just too much. Like oh come on, you gotta filter some of that crap out.
Yeah, well the news totally overblew it, but
And you guys there at protesting.
What's funny is...
being racist assholes, pieces of shit, just doing your thing.
That's right, we were.
And you're trying to peacefully do that. And then someone tries to fuck up your shit, and all of a sudden that could happen.
I found myself in a YouTube video for it, though.
I was trying to look for you on the news.
Well, one guy posted a video. One guy posted a video.
I was waiting for you to get beat up on the news.
One guy posted a YouTube link for a video on Facebook. So when I clicked on it, right at the very beginning...
Find your picture and tag it.
No, right in the very beginning... It's this dude with his phone, and he's panning the camera, and sure enough, like, there I am as it goes across. Then it comes back as it's showing me lifting my phone where I start recording because I'm recording parts of it, too.
I'm going to find that picture, screen capture, and put a Nazi symbol in your head.
You do that.
I will.
That's right.
Don't dare.
Charlie Manson me, sir.
Yes, I will.
Yeah.
Today.
All right.
Well, maybe later.
So that was a fun adventure. And afterwards, I went to Baja Fish Tacos.
How was the tacos?
It's Baja Fish Tacos, man. We'll get to you later. It was great. Yeah, so it was fun.
Mahi tacos. And some
decent past 2 days.
Some pineapple fucking salsa.
Mm-hmm. No, decent past 2 days.
For me, actually, we're still on how's your week. That's fucking crazy. See, it just goes on way too long. That's our filler, that's why.
Hey, how was your week?
Oh, moi? Well, thank you for asking. Just still stuck where I'm at work until they find out where I'm gonna put me later on. I'm still doing easy ass job, getting way overpriced fucking money for that.
Now, I think the most important question about this is: are your stickers still being taken down? And
yeah,
are you still
that's the problem.
And are you still replacing them?
Okay, I'm in a position where I don't do anything anymore.
Jason's overpaid to do nothing.
I'm M. That's exactly what I'm.
pretty much everybody in his department is overpaid to do nothing.
Yeah, literally do nothing. It's just...
They just stand there.
And you're tired of it?
Oh, no. I'm just waiting for the end.
I mean...
Oh, no. I'm going to enjoy it while it's there.
Oh, so you think it will end?
Yeah, it will end. It's. I mean, they told me 2 weeks into the job. They told me, like, well, it's going to end. We just got to wait for the union to get over this argument, and then your job's not going to exist anymore.
Oh, really?
Exactly.
Like, I'm a general foreman plumber, and I've been doing this stuff for 30...
So, Doug, how are you doing here? Yeah.
No, but I've been doing it for 35 years, and I just bring in kids, and I make them do everything, and I just point. I don't do anything for a living. I just point.
Yeah, but you got to that status of seniority.
Yeah.
I'm at that status of seniority, but my job isn't anything. But, like, my job is, like, this is going to be erased at some point because it's so much of a cost of money for the company. And, like, any idiot would come up and be like, what does this guy do? He stands here? And he flips a box up right side up. That's his job. And he's paid a lot for this.
Yeah, sounds so, like a hell of a
anyone
job.
With a company with yet, a mindset every day, of business,
it's nothing
though,
but bitching complaining about this easy anyone, job.
Hey, there's he other problems in that job. Someone took my pencil one day. No, but that's what I do, and it's going to come. One day it's going to fucking come.
Mm. Well, how long have you been doing it?
3 months. Hey. No, literally. I've had my job for 15 years, but about the past 4 months is that job.
I like that job.
Oh, it's mundane and boring. I stare at a belt for 5 hours and flip boxes right side up.
And think about your podcast, right?
Yeah, how much it sucks and this is going terrible.
No,
yeah.
This you guys are awesome. I apologize for even butting in. Yeah. I mean,
I was about to say
I'm
that.
Enjoying this. I'm enjoying this a lot.
Well, I'm
first
glad.
Podcast, huh?
I am. I like.
No, he listens to podcasts. What are podcasts you listen to, if you're anything?
I like to listen to Adam Carolla.
Yeah, you learn how to build a porch.
Yeah, so another construction guy.
No, that's his TV show. I just
based on that. Oh, finding a catching. You know, he has a reality show called Catching a Contractor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, but
that's been around for a while.
No, they took that off.
Oh, really? I thought that's what you're referencing to. Like,
no, the Adam Carolla podcast.
You're talking about like.
I like to listen.
Loveline? You're talking about Loveline, then?
I like to listen. No. Are you? You're fucking with me, man.
Yeah, I am.
I like to listen to WTF.
What the?
With Marc Maron.
I know what I like about Marc Maron's podcast, especially like, hey, gang, and he's yelling at you the first, like, 10 minutes of the podcast.
I don't like all that. I like the guests that he gets
I like the
on.
Guests. I like him talking about his problems with his cast, but, like, I don't like him saying, hey, gang. Like, we're not a gang. But, like, at the same time, it's like, he's just yelling at you. And I want to make a video of being, like, he starts his podcast, and I'm like, like, I'm getting, like, really excited. Like, why is Mark yelling at me? Stop, Mark. Why is he yelling? He's just telling me, hey, gang, we're going to have this guy on the podcast. Like, that's all he's saying about. He's just talking about who's on the podcast. But, like, I'm just freaking out. Like, why are you yelling at me, Mark? Stop it. And we're not a gang. Fuck you, Mark. We're not a gang. Okay.
Well, you need to join a gang.
Apparently, Mark.
What you
the
do
gigs.
Is you get a bunch of people.
Stop the gigs.
You get a bunch of people in this video to make, like, a fake audience, and everyone's dressed as a gang member.
Yeah. And put them in black and give them mace.
Okay, we'll get...
That works.
We'll get a GoPro, we'll reverse it so it shows everybody in the car.
Yeah.
And then we'll wait till Marc Maron's intro comes on, and, you know, lock the gates, bullshit like that. And then he goes like, hey, gang, and he starts yelling at the fucking crowd, like telling you what's going on in the show today, and everyone just freaks out. So everyone in the car and the GoPro... It just freaking out, like, why is Mark yelling at us? Stop it, Mark. Please stop.
I like it.
Yeah, it'll work out. Write that down.
Got it.
He's there. Don't worry about it.
And now I'm going to start listening to Ripped in Half.
Oh, please don't.
You sad, sad man.
Yeah.
All right, please don't.
No, I find you guys very interesting, man.
Yeah, we're interesting, but not funny. We just do what we do.
I don't not looking for funny. That's why I come to your podcast.
You come to the right place, man.
That was funny.
Hey, we can have a guy to fill in Roach's fucking spot right now.
Yeah.
If you can write show notes, you're fucking hired. I'll be back. Entertain him.
Who, me?
You're a comedian? Give us a joke.
Either one.
All right. Give me a joke.
Let's hear some of this famed comedy. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Doug Gleason.
When I was a kid, we used to pick up teams to play basketball and stuff. And sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm getting comfortable. We used to pick out teams.
Yeah, a little too comfortable. Doug, put your pants back on. Come on now.
We used to pick out teams to play basketball games, and so we'd have a couple captains and stuff, and I'm like 6 foot tall, and at the end of the...
Go on.
And at the end of the picking out, it would come down to me and this guy, Chris. And Chris had broken both his legs 4 times.
Damn.
And yeah, he was like, shit. He was like 4 foot tall. Mm. And so the teams would look at it, and it'd be me and Chris, and they'd always pick Chris because he was a better basketball player than me. So.
Ah, okay. It's like, oh.
Yeah, world-renowned comedian. I'm just here to learn about podcasting.
Well, you're probably better at the humor part than me. We've often talked about like trying to come up with like me, Jason, and Roach separately come up with stand-up bits, and then going to an open mic night, just to not only give it a shot, but to see who would be funnier. Obviously, you don't hear us talking about doing this, so it's never happened. We're still here on a podcast that nobody listens to. So, hey.
Well, when you say nobody, I'm going to be number one then.
Well, not quite number one. Maybe number 15. We do occasionally get weird people in Germany, from what I understand.
I think you're in...
And the occasional bot in England.
I think you guys are incredibly...
Okay, is Doug saying racist shit again?
No.
Okay, I'm just checking.
No, he's talking about always being picked.
He'd come
from
the bell.
He was talking about always being picked last when it came to midget basketball.
Where's that stupid thing? We got to grease you up.
Yeah, have you guys?
I'm not fucking short and fast, but I'm slippery.
Have you ever played midget basketball?
Yeah, very painful.
I don't have that many short friends. I
hate those little fuckers. They're hard to catch.
And they bounce like shit when you try and dribble them.
Those are just hoop dreams to me.
That's funny.
Oh, man. So you've been interviewing fucking Doug for the past couple minutes? What did you learn about him?
Nothing.
Oh, no.
What do you
where are you from, Doug?
I'm from El Monte, California.
A local boy, as we see.
Yeah, local boy from Highland.
I like people who like, name a part of Northern California. Like, oh, yeah, you're still part of California.
I like now when I, like, I'll be in Los Angeles. That's where I work every day. And I do like three hours of driving to get to work every day. And
I drive to fucking Orange County.
Yeah, he's the same. He's the same deal. He has a driving job.
It's a month.
The 91 to the 241 to
the
55.
Stuck on the 91. Yeah. That's fucked up. Coming back, you take 91?
Mm-hmm. 91, it's not so bad now that they finally opened it.
What, there isn't
You're not building another bridge?
No.
So what you're telling me, there isn't a traffic alert on Green River?
You mean at 2:50 in the afternoon on Friday I can get through smoothly?
Surprisingly, I did at the end of the week, yes.
What? At 2?
Mm-hmm.
That's the earliest you probably get there.
Yeah, it was actually really nice. Going out there, I had no problems either.
What's wrong with this world now? Yeah.
Well, they opened up like 3 or 4 more lanes both ways.
Dogs and cats living together.
It's mass hysteria. See, this guy's good for the show. He's got a couple references.
Yeah, that works.
From 84.
No, Ghostbusters 2, 91. Where they didn't catch a single ghost.
No, but they did bust him. No, they caught a ghost.
Yeah.
They caught the
what, Slimer?
No. At the beginning, in the courthouse.
The montage, that's where they got ghosts.
No, in the courthouse. The two execution brothers.
Oh, they're O'Leary brothers.
Mm-hmm. They caught him.
That was a toy.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a fucked up toy. It was a restaurant toy, I think, too. The O'Leary brothers. I gave them the chair. I remember that.
Yeah.
Okay. I know.
So they did catch them. That was about it.
Oh, they already caught.
No.
Okay, they were dead. Somehow they're... That's what I hate about ghosts.
The judge being all pissed off brought the ghost back out of the slime that fed off energy for some fucking reason.
That's what I don't like about ghosts. I don't like ghosts because, like, okay, where did you haunt? Okay, where you died? The hospital where you died? The grave where you died? Your mom's house? Like, people always say, like, oh, his spirit's still here. He's like a fuck... Like, Elvis visited here one day, and his spirit fucking still haunts. It's like, no. He doesn't give a fuck about this hotel he stayed in one day.
Well, maybe he had some weird connection.
Huh?
Maybe he had some weird connection there. Oh. The hooker that got away.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The line of blow that got blown out the window.
I just lost all my speed pills after that.
You're not into Elvis?
It's not about Elvis. It's just like people just overdo where ghosts stay at. Like, they think everything has a spiritual element to it. So all of a sudden, like, you think that, like, oh, where my dog took a shit at? That's where I would love to be at. So now my ghost haunts this place. It's like, no, if I'm dead, I'm in one spot where you left me, or heaven if you believe it. I'm not going to bother with my time to haunt a fucking shitty motel in the backwoods of Route 66.
But maybe in death, you don't have that choice.
That's your fucking hell?
Like, okay, that could be.
Okay, if you're a ghost haunting a place, then you're in hell. That's what it is then. That's what it's going to have to be. If you're going to be a ghost haunting a stupid road stop, like a Route 66 road stop fucking motel.
Or particular, like, stretch of freeway.
And you're the feature, yeah, you're in hell. That's your hell now.
But
there's no other way to explain it.
But okay. What if you were, like, on a date and you were at that motel?
And you died?
No. And every time you bang your lady there...
It's always at that same motel, in that same room. It has special meaning for you.
No, yeah. And no, I'm talking about...
But then they threw away your consummation mattress, and so now you're really angry. And that's why you do the hoogity boogity.
No, I'm talking about a customer coming in. You know, and they're like, they kind of half-ass screw each other all the time. And then this one time you go to the motel, you can feel the ghost pushing on your ass, and it nails it, you know. And it's like, man, that place must be haunted.
Interestingly enough, there are people out there.
Dildo in your ass.
There are people out there who claim to have been raped by ghosts.
Yeah.
It's really weird. Yeah.
Ghost? Was he good?
Those type of ghosts?
Rape ghost.
Yeah. There are people who claim this, yes. It's fucking weird.
That's the shittiest. Even the people who claim to be, like, spiritual fucking people who do ghosts.
Mediums?
Like, mediums, yeah. They've even claimed, like, this is fucking fake. The first people that did that, the people who, like, pretty much started doing that crap, they actually, the sister of it fucking claimed halfway through her shit, saying, like, this is all fake. Here's how we did it. And, like, our sisters had the ability to fucking, like, snap their toes and, like, knock their fucking knuckles on their toes real loud. Like, super loud. Unusually loud. But they practice. And we just fake people's, like, do you hear a sound? They're just fucking snap their fucking toe knuckles or fucking tap.
Oh, no, there are those people who are really good at faking.
But she was famous for that and said, like, out loud, like, this is how we did it. And no one believed her ass. Like, yeah. She just fully told him, like, we've been faking this for years. This is how we do it. And then they were so up on spirituality, they just, like, boo. They booed that shit. They didn't fucking listen.
Well, it's just like the televangelists who you know, somehow you know, can spiritually hadouk in a whole crowd.
This is a theme park. There's a call played Heritage USA. It's an abandoned theme park where James Baker, the televangelist, fucking made a theme park for a religious theme park.
Oh, dear God.
With embezzled money. Why not? But, like, he made a whole theme park. And now it was the third largest fucking theme park after fucking Disneyland and something else. What's after Disneyland?
What do you think? Universal?
I think it's got to be really late, early 80s.
Six Flags?
I was alive during Jim Baker. He was...
Channel 4.
No, no, no. He was Channel 28, and he hung out with his wife, Tammy Faye Baker.
Yeah, she's a big story.
And Tammy Faye Baker would wear makeup that was just so out of control, and nobody could ever understand it, you know? But
that's how Midwest Southern women are.
Basically, he was one of them guys that said, unless you guys give me all this money, Jesus is going to kill me. And all the old ladies started sending in their money and doing all that stuff. And then it turned out that he was banging everything underneath the sun.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Then he comes back outright like, I lost my way. Like, once he got caught. He's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm fucking a sinner.
No, no, no. He was
apologized publicly.
No, he was humiliated, and he was so disgraced.
He didn't even hurt him.
No, but what ended up happening is his wife Tammy Faye ended up being the head of the church. It was out of control. It was insane.
Well, I'll be goddamn, some fucking woman's head of my fucking church.
That was good. I like that one.
Come on.
You're done.
Praise the holy vagina.
He put his mic down. Like, praise, I can't beat that.
The holy vagina.
Keep your mic on you. You're gonna,
I've always praised the holy vagina.
You just remind. Oh, okay, this is what reminds me. What's he reminded me earlier? They sell fucking spiritual water?
Yes.
I just saw that commercial for the first time. Mm-hmm. That's fucking insane. You buy, like, it's not even, it doesn't even claim to do anything. It's just spiritual water.
Yep.
And people said, like, I got this water, and next thing I know, I get a check in the mail for $25,000. Or people are saying, like, I got this water, and I fucking got a check for 10 grand or 5 grand. Like, thousands of dollars of money. And they're fucking whatever spiritual fucking church hall. I was like, how does that relate, though? I don't understand how buying a packet of water, like, a water in a packet. It's not even a bottle of water. It's a packet of water. Like, you could tear off and just, like, drink, like, 2 ounces. I don't know how that fucking relates to me getting a lot of money. It doesn't. Even the infomercial doesn't explain it to me.
I bought a spiritual whore the other night.
Yeah,
and, but... And she cost me $15.
You can have a moment with that.
Spiritual whore?
Yeah, spiritual whore.
But I can have a moment with that. Like, I can almost... feel like a god.
So did she bless the semen after?
Yes. It felt better than water.
I'm not seeing this commercial.
I don't understand why they... you can't find... You're trying to look for the water commercial, right?
Yeah.
Are you looking for it?
Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
It's hard to fucking find spiritual water.
It's right there. How to make spirit water.
No, I don't think that's it.
That's not the same thing.
Oh, well, it's
no, that's just making something different.
But it's a televangelist trying to sell that, too. You probably need the name of that guy.
Probably.
It's always a guy.
Does your hair have a greater purpose? Spiritual antennae or dead protein.
Or what? Buy a mattress or do X23. It's the same guy. He sells you X23 and spiritual water and a mattress at the same time. I'll buy it from that guy.
Yeah.
He's got a trustworthy face.
That's loving.
You're killing me, Larry.
He'll match prices, though.
Or your mattress, or your water is free.
I doubt that fucker gave a free mattress to anyone.
Never.
Like, he just works it around. Like, that's not the same model.
Yeah.
You're basically just loopholing that guy.
Well, they just say we'll beat the
anyone's
price.
Anyone's advertised price for your mattress is free.
Yeah, so why give away a free mattress when, oh, here's the advertised price? Well, we'll just drop it down a dollar.
I think because the mattress usually have the serial code or the model number in the slight bottom of it.
Mm-hmm.
So he follows that. That's in the ad. That's why he doesn't cover it.
Yeah.
But if you put only Serta, $125, meaning like you're only going to sell any Serta mattress for $125, he has to acknowledge that.
Well, no. It says on the he'll be anyone's price or the mattress is free. Meaning any price. So if I show up there with like a Serta, hey, this person here, they're doing $125. Your listed price is $150. All right, fuck it. We'll sell it to you for $120.
Yeah, nope. But they're going to exclude only Black Friday type sales like that. They're not going to acknowledge that. They're going to say in their ad, not acknowledging that type of price.
They had to have had a disclaimer at the end of the commercial then.
Just go with
Doug. I've actually visited one of them. And what it is they have different model numbers than any other mattress that is sold in California.
They have that for TVs.
So there's absolutely zero way of you ever getting a mattress for free.
They have that for TVs as well. Like, they're like, even though you think Black Friday sales, like,
yeah,
they'll have a same model, but they'll have like 1354A, and that A makes it different than every other model that's available anywhere else online. It was just only that model.
Yes.
Which has one slight difference. Maybe
your... So you're saying it's a mattress scam.
No, but like if it's a TV, it's no different than a TV or a mattress. Like the same TV, like say they were selling your TV, but same model number, except they put an A on it. And now like maybe you don't have a Bluetooth fucking controller. Something so slight that you wouldn't even notice if you didn't buy the TV right out.
You know, I mean,
unless you didn't research your TV right out. I'm not supposed to say.
But he's been trying to kill his CPA for years, and the son of a bitch is still on there.
Yeah.
So, you know, who's being scared?
I want to stop doing this now. Kill me now. This mattress is free.
You know, they actually did do one commercial where they agreed.
Did they?
Yeah.
This mattress sucks.
It was recently. Yeah, it was last Veterans Day.
Yeah.
And in honor of the troops, we were having this sale, blah, blah, blah. And the guy's like, you know what? I've never said this, Larry, before once. You're thrilling me, Larry. Like, he was all on board for the sale and everything.
You know, I don't know who the other guy is in the storyline of this guy.
I have seen him a couple times.
But I don't know the build-up of these
actually,
characters.
Oh, the build-up, no. But I've seen what the guy looks like.
Only heard him on radio.
They have had him on a TV commercial every now and then, but it's so rare.
On a TV commercial?
I don't believe I've ever seen that one.
Like, I've always seen the first guy, the main guy. I've heard him in commercials. I heard the second guy in radio commercials. I have never seen the second guy.
But what the heck's that guy's name?
Larry.
In the show?
Oh, no.
No, not Larry, the other guy.
His name is...
Nobody knows his name, do they?
It's James, right?
You're killing me, Larry!
Shut up, Bill. No one likes you. Just beats him up. Like, he just beats... It should be a midget. Like, I bet back in the day it was a midget. Nope. There's no other way to justify that character. Like, for radio style, like our old TV commercials. It's more different than, like, Sam Worthington Ford and shit.
Yeah.
Like, he should have come out with Larry.
There he is. That's him.
Larry and that guy and a giant lion.
That's him?
Yeah.
Did you find out what his name was?
Worthington Ford.
I'll beat anybody's prize or I'll dance with this animal.
Pussy cow.
Were way too young to know Cal Worthington.
I'm not.
Here you
go.
You're killing me, Larry. Video.
Order.
Okay.
Let's see what he looks like.
Is this / progressive commercial?
Oh no, that's not him.
Yeah.
That's just a play on it.
No, I grew up.
Irwin, that's his name.
Irwin.
I grew up on Cal Worthington commercials too.
Did you really?
Yeah, beautiful. I'm 35 Let's years see. Old, man. I fucking grew up on Cal Worthington. Pussy cow. It's Go See Cow. I know it's Go See Cow. But I always, like, as a kid, as a, you know, dirty kid, you'd always think, pussy cow. You just laugh and joke. His commercial says pussy cow.
So we know Irwin now. So now I just need to find out his name. No. The guy who plays him.
It's Cal Worthington.
Irwin Zygmunt.
Yeah, what you're going to need for your podcast, probably a third
person. He's a CPA.
If you think about a third person for your podcast, get a computer, which would be that guy. Personally, his only job is to go on the computer and look up stuff for you.
Beautiful.
It's very convenient to have one person for their job dedicated to only look up random shit you think about on the computer.
Wow, there's a lot more Irwin Zygmunds than I expected.
I bet it's that woman with the gray hair, about four links.
There ain't no way that hot chick is Irwin Zygmunt.
I think he's thinking about second picture, third row down. I bet it was second picture, third row down. Is that what you're looking at? Go back to images for 1 second.
The Asian next to her?
Oh, I thought it was the white one with the gray shirt.
No. Well, let's pick out which one you liked.
I thought what you would like.
Well, yeah, maybe.
That's where your eyeballs went to.
I wanna start dating Irwin Zygmunt. Hello, mother.
All right, pussy cow.
Yeah, it's actually really hard to find what the main guy looks like.
Huh.
That's weird. No, it's not him.
It's that guy that looks like Patton Oswalt. Look at the far end of that picture. No, not that guy. That far. Yeah. Or you're looking for the other guy.
Yeah, Irwin.
No, he's not looking for that guy. He's looking for Larry.
No, that's Larry right there. Larry is.
Oh, the other guy.
Yeah.
The other guy's name is Irwin?
Yeah.
Yeah, Irwin Zygmunt, we found out.
And there's no really clear picture of him, huh?
No.
No, not a whole lot, other than a really old black and white one.
Man, that's killing.
That's a head cut out.
Wow, that's pretty crazy. You can't find it. It's kind of like the other guy from The Magicians.
Oh, did you?
The one doesn't talk.
Hey, you guys like to talk about... You guys like to talk about movies.
Yeah. Yes.
Did you watch that second Magicians? The Magicians?
The one with Edward Norton?
Yeah. I mean, Woody Harrelson and shit.
Oh, okay. Now you see me? Yeah. You know?
I haven't seen the second one.
I've seen the second one.
Did you?
What do you think? It's not great, but it's no different than the first one.
The first one I thought was all right.
Other than the weird cliffhanger
at the end, like, okay, so they're saying there really is magic, and this cop that's been chasing him, who isn't a cop, he's a magician, actually can tap into real magic.
It became like some weird story where, like, you fucked over my dad. Now I just had some very elongated plan where I joined the FBI or whatever.
No, but then it turns out, like, he's also a magician, and he has tapped into real magic. And leads him through a portal into another
real
world.
Magic. He just knows a lot of tricks. He's just really dedicated to fill his revenge.
No, the ending of it, they literally follow him in through a fucking portal. And they vanish. Yes, they allude that, okay, there really is magic then. This guy knows how. And so he's one who set up the whole thing
you
to test these magicians.
You can't do that and do a part two.
I haven't seen the sequel, so I don't know how it plays out.
His girlfriend leaves him. The one he's all into in the first one?
Damn.
You want to know.
It was terrible.
If I wanted to know, I'd watch it.
You didn't want to know, so you didn't watch it.
I actually had planned to. I just never have.
Oh.
It's really terrible.
Only 5 years later.
About.
Is that how long that was?
No.
No, that's about two years later. Yeah. Yeah. 2 years later. Either way, it's still lazy on his part.
I watched that, and I was like, you know, sometimes I have to stand up.
I believe in magic.
No, sometimes I have to stand up when I watch a video and, like...
Walk off the theater.
No,
like,
yeah. throw my middle finger at it and say, fuck you, movie. Fuck you.
Throw some popcorn
You
down
are
the
highly
audience.
Illogical. You make no sense.
It was so terrible.
I can't wrap my brain around this.
They made it to where they had a flight simulator and they catch all the bad guys. It was so horrifyingly terrible.
Well, even some of their magic tricks in the first film made no sense.
Tell me, I mean, I'm sorry, I'm just a guest, but tell me a couple of movies that you guys like.
Oh, there's so many.
Pussy.
Tell me what, you know, tell me your favorite movie.
Backdoor Girls, Backdoor Girls 9.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
3.
The first 10 minutes.
Showgirls.
I have a VR porn addiction.
Showgirls. If you like Showgirls, I'm leaving, man.
I like
barbed wire.
No, there ain't
when I was a kid.
That was horrifying.
I rented barbed wire when it was.
Oh God, barbed wire.
I have a VR porn addiction.
You do. You brought that to the show. Ooh, check this shit out.
You know what? I'm starting to think I really am developing that.
Do you guys have those glasses?
I do.
He has a box.
No, that you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, the 3D glasses things.
Yeah, I have a cardboard. Like they have a V.
Them ones.
Google Cardboard.
It's a VR thing.
There's a cheap version. Yeah. It's Google Cardboard that basically does the same thing.
And they have porno.
Yeah, so you can just look around. Like I can look up and down at her. I can get fucked by her. I'm basically sitting down being fucked.
Yeah.
Or just watch chicks being fucked. Like fucking themselves, and they eventually fuck me.
Essentially, what it is, well, he has.
You know, it's great.
It's horse blinders that you put your phone on.
Yeah.
Hey, it's helping.
And then it just does a complete like 360 POV.
Well, see, because I tried that out, and it showed me a roller coaster ride, while I was watching the roller coaster ride, I was going, "This'd be cool if it was porn."
They do make that for porn, yeah.
No shit.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they do.
Now all I need's an oat bag and I'm in. I got my horse blinders, my oat bag.
Just some fucking. Just some pizza rolls in a bag.
No, like I'm really interested in on the porn theory of this.
They do
just
have
shove a bag
it,
full of pizza rolls and just fucking give you some weed and just like, some beer and just jerk off all day. You would not see you for 2 days.
Yeah.
Unless it was a full bag.
2 days. Man. Sir, you aim so low.
I mean low. About an hour, I would eat through all those pizza rolls. But sometimes you gotta wait a minute because those things are like lava.
That's true. You either overcook them or you undercook them. There's no pleasant in between.
Yeah, there's no way to get around that.
Nobody's ever done perfect on any of that shit.
Unless you deep fry.
Who brags about perfect Tostitos?
Well, apparently Steve.
I cook perfect Tostitos. Like someone's bragging moment. Steve.
Hey, you know, once you hit that level of perfection, you're a god.
Isn't Tostitos a chip or a brand name?
You're the king of a soccer game.
Tostitos is a chip, yes.
But they make.
He's thinking Totino's.
Yes. Oh, Totino's.
Yeah.
Why don't you fucking correct me?
I was trying.
We eventually did.
Tried. I mean, like.
We eventually correct.
Our show is to make you look like a dumbass as long as possible, so I figure that's where you guys are.
Well, now it's your turn.
Well, that was my turn.
It was.
You're next, fucker.
Okay.
It's just one of many.
Come and get me, Steve.
I think he did. It's a generic joke, but his name is actually Steve.
I don't know. He knows. I think it's like his weird way of doing it.
Well, you guys told me you were going to keep calling me the wrong name the whole time.
Shut up, Alan. Yeah. We'll get to you in a minute.
Yeah. Cool it, buddy.
I'm Buddy Guy. That's my lounge singer name.
Buddy Guy.
I think it is a lounge singer name.
I have no idea.
Talk about me while I'm gone.
Oh, we plan to.
That's how this show works.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
You have to listen to the show later to actually figure out what we said.
I'm joining your podcast.
I never said that. So I invited him to the show, but I didn't make him that. What did you try to say?
Mm-hmm. Sure you did. Coming up, weekly feature with Doug Gleason.
Apparently I got hot. I got hired to do his podcast. Like which I realized halfway, he wants me to do everything.
So he's like Tim. All right.
It's kind of the same way as Tim.
Yeah, you know, I gotta make a new drink.
I basically have to.
So we're gonna pause this for a second.
Build a studio and fucking do that for him.
Yeah, we're gonna pause this for
fuck
a second.
Fuck that piece of shit. Pause.
And make a drink.
That's how things work.
Yeah. All right. So drinks have been made. We are back. Let's learn more about Doug. He's a special guest. Doug,
yeah,
we want to know more about you.
He is from the Bell. Okay. I used to go to the Bell. We used to go to the Bell.
Uh-huh.
And the Bell we used to go to was a different Bell that you know. Like ours was a tweaker bar. It was just, imagine that bar with like three people in it.
It would have more than that.
Oh, and there's a characters will come in, but it's mostly about four or five people.
The most is five people, counting the bartender.
Nah, I've been there with way more than that.
I've been there with way more than that, but that's not the bar anymore.
And even then, about 85% of them are tweakers.
Yeah, it's pretty much was a doper bar. Except for the owners. The owners weren't on dope. They were on cocaine and fucking weed.
And yet, they were all cool people.
Yeah, it was great. Like, it was just a bunch of crazy people hanging out all the time.
Yeah, because when you think tweakers, you think like just spun out of your fucking mind, like, oh my God.
No,
they're just, itchy, don't fuck everything.
They're,
you know,
hanging
just,
out.
You know, thieves and backstabbing and just really bad, dirty people. These people, while
they winded down at the end of the day and went to the bar.
These people, while admittedly being on average overly sweaty as tweakers are, were really nice, friendly people.
Exactly.
In fact, they're very generous and very friendly, just awesome people. Which is weird to say about tweakers. But it's true. Like, none of them would you ever be afraid they were going to break into your house and steal your TV. Yeah. That's how cool they were.
One of the bartenders there is a good friend of mine, and I trust him. That's strange to tell a tweak that for a tweaker.
Oh, yeah.
You trust that person.
Oh.
I'm
disputing
there. So I'll tell you that right now.
No disputing there. Yeah.
And
absolute
that just
trust.
Happened.
What the fuck? You know where the towels are.
Got it.
So, yeah, again, it had bad reputation of being a doper bar, and for obvious reasons.
I want to talk about that.
Dopers went there. But they were not bad people.
Yeah.
But I guess, I haven't been to the bar since the owners shut it down and retooled it and got rid of the dopers and have tried to class up the joint.
I wouldn't call it that they classed up anything.
The outside, it looks a little more classy.
Okay.
I have yet to set foot into the new redo of the Bell.
I think what they
did. Bell 2.0.
It's a different style.
I think they made it into an old folks home. because my first walking in was like.
And does that explain why you go there?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm like a huge
looking for some geriatric money bag.
No. I'm like a
hey baby.
I'm a huge fan of dive bars.
Do you have a will?
Do you want one?
I'm like a huge fan of dive bars.
Yeah.
And so whenever I see if you look at the outside of
the frog before they moved.
Yeah. I don't know.
I know. It was a comment for you, Jason.
But I love dive bars. So I walk into this place and there was nothing but old people in there. And I went,
not the bar that we know.
No, but
bar was also just dirty, tweakered. It was half the brightness in that bar.
Yeah.
It was still a dive, though.
Bright.
And the bending, you know what's great about a dive bar is the intimacy.
Yeah.
Dive bars are intimate. They get to know you. Everybody knows everyone.
I love going
everyone.
To that bar because only
that's
five
how I
people
met
were
Jason.
There.
That's yeah. why I met Jason.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
So I'm Fuck you. But I met a lot of people in the fucking dive bars. I like dive bars too. I like how dirty it is. I like how all those people are great. There's just no one fucking wants to deal with them. For the most part, like
your
that's
mic
what
sounds really different today.
It does. It's just vocals. I don't know what's going on. Even my mic, my headphones sound fucked up.
Yeah, you sound.
I set this up myself, so that's why.
Yeah, it's like you have it on hallway setting or something.
You know,
which is funny to say because you always complain about that as your headphones.
You know what? I just take these headphones off.
But I have my headphones on, and it sounds that way to me.
Oh,
they don't always.
Awful. And my headphones should be the top priority.
Yeah.
Yep.
Doesn't work though.
No. Continue.
But I like that place. I always like that place, and it's way, way, way different than it was before. Like, you have no idea. Like, what they want to keep out, that's the people I used to hang out with. That's why
those are my best friends.
Those are on the pool table. That's why they don't play rowdy music in that fucking bar on, like, an off day.
Yeah, I just kind of...
I don't care about her poem anymore.
No.
I don't give a shit about that. The first day I told me that.
Isn't that the worst?
To her.
Yes, isn't it the worst?
Ruined my day. You know what? After 2 beers, I'm still like, fuck, man. You know what? I had a good night, but
God damn,
is fucking
I don't need that.
She's
poem.
No Robert Frost, huh?
Yeah. It wasn't even a story like Jack Calloway. It's fucking ain't gonna work, man.
It's pretty terrible. So, but I walk into that bar and I'm like, how do you ring that bell? And she's like, they all think I'm homeless. I have this gigantic beard and oh, I'm...
Here's a pre-picture of this guy. I have a picture
this
of him.
This is all fucked off. And they're like afraid and they're like, well, you got to buy everybody a beer. And I'm like, well, then ring that fucking bell, you know? And I just look like this homeless dude and... I like looking like a homeless guy, man.
It shows.
This, the first time I met him, that's what he looked like, dude. Right here. Guy is scary as fuck.
Let me see.
Yeah, that's this guy. Like,
no, I believe it's him. Ago. I'm just more of taken back, like, I swear I've seen you around somewhere.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. See, that's the only reason why I took a picture.
I'm the guy that stole that shit out of your car, man.
I took a picture of him.
No, nothing like that.
Not TM. Take it on TM. It's like, do you know this guy? Because he knows every tuker in town. So, like, I was like, do you know this guy? Like, have you ever seen this guy around Highland?
Let me see what you got there.
That's you, like, a couple months before your stand-up shit. And you look...
I think I look some sort of movie character or something. I mean...
And you look at him now, and you're like, is that that guy?
Yeah, well, but... But as soon as I shaved off,
don't lose that picture.
As soon as I shaved off my beard, I was like, "Oh, day one of growing it back," you know.
Yeah.
It felt like I lost all my humanity and all that. I really did. I mean, I've lived a crazy ass life, man. But hey, I want to hear you guys talk your shit, man. We were arguing over Marvel Comics. I like that.
Oh.
Because my favorite...
Talk your shit,
there
I'm
you go.
Fucking rip into you for a
That's
minute.
What it looks like.
Both... Yeah.
No, he looks... That image is very much almost like an Ian McShane's Blackbeard. Just without the braids.
Yeah.
He's got the same dead eyes, you know, the whole, I'll shoot you in the face with a pistol.
Yeah.
If you touch my beer, motherfucker.
Can't dance.
USB. Yeah, it's around the PlayStation. Or you can unplug one of those from the thing. Anyways, yeah, that's what that
is. Whatever USB outlet I have in my home.
Yeah, I have multiples.
You guys don't You guys don't like the X-Men?
The X-Men?
Yeah, the X-Men movies. I like those.
Oh, the movies. And their weird non-sensing convoluted timeline.
Yeah. Give it to you.
But there's a lot of action.
They fuck up a lot.
Yeah.
Now, well, we talked about Logan earlier, which is pretty much the excellent films earlier. We covered that.
Yeah.
You weren't listening? Right.
What do you guys think is a perfect movie?
We just talked. Okay. Oh, we were outside the.
Perfect movie in general?
Yeah, I mean, like. Ugh. Like, I mean, like, for me, like. Like. If I'm turning
to you,
if I'm turning the channel, and I come across Forrest Gump, I have to stop.
Right? Okay. Are you thinking like Sunday hungover movie? Like I will watch this hungover one day.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your hungover drunk movie? Like Sunday hungover.
I don't have one.
You don't have one? I have plenty.
And it has commercials.
Yeah. Like okay.
See, I don't watch TV.
This highfalutin hipster fuck.
I don't watch TV because I hate commercials.
I don't own a television.
I either Hulu it, Netflix it, or Kodi it. I don't watch television.
You're missing the best part of life.
Oh, fuck no.
You're gonna
I'm getting the best part of life while weeding out the crap part that I don't like.
No.
We already had a talk about Irwin and Larry.
What about best bad commercials that you have?
Like, yeah.
Remember that one guy who used to drive the taxi cab?
Yeah, you know what? There's a good reason I quit watching commercials.
The 90s taxi cab driver?
Because I don't have to watch crap. No, I don't like commercials.
Kevin Smith's fucking Silent Bob show.
I don't like commercials. I don't like the interruption of what I'm watching.
You don't like Penny from Nickelodeon?
That was part of the show. That wasn't a commercial.
It was commercial break. She was in between shows.
No, she was still part of the show, and then it would go to commercial.
She didn't have a show. She was a commercial break feature.
No, it was still technically part of the show. Before
no, it wasn't part of any show. She was just there.
No.
She was a commercial.
And which Penny are you talking about?
The commercial was Nickelodeon. No, the Claymation girl with the big eyes.
No, that's Pee-wee's Playhouse, fool.
That is not. It was also on Nickelodeon. It was part separate from Pee-wee at one point.
No, it was Pee-wee's Playhouse. Her eyes are made of pennies. That's why her name was Penny.
Yes. She was also part of Nickelodeon, even prior and after to fucking him.
No.
Yes.
It was always part of Pee-wee's Playhouse.
It wasn't always part of Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Like, yes, it was.
She's even brought her parents in that fucking show.
I know it was always part of Pee-wee from the beginning because
it was not always part of
Pee-wee. I showed Alistair Pee-wee's Playhouse in the very first episode. There's Penny's cartoon. There's
Penny with the chick with the eyeballs. Yes. I get it. She was also a Nicktoons break.
Nicktoons didn't come out until after that.
I don't care. She's still there.
I don't ever recall her being there.
Oh, wow. Right, so, Nickelodeon, sorry. Penny. There's internet right there. Nickelodeon, Penny.
Did
right, I? Nickelodeon, Penny minus Pee-wee.
Did either one of you subject yourself to that last Pee-wee Herman movie?
Yeah, it was funny.
I didn't like it.
What? Him and how could you John not like Hamm it? Are going to a party? It's not John Hamm. It's the other guy.
Oh, look. You look it up. First thing that pops up. Penny, Boys, Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Penny Sanchez, Nickelodeon.
That, I think, something different.
Penny Liquids.
That's a different fucking thing.
That was your shit, Nickelodeon. That was your shit.
You said Penny Sanchez. Oh, Nickelodeon, trying to make a point, and that was her. No, the actual Penny with the eyes, says right there, Pee-wee's Playhouse.
She had other shorts that were on Nickelodeon. I've seen them. Next to Gerald McBoing Boing, the noise-making boy.
Well, it says images for Nickelodeon Penny.
Pee Wee's Playhouse, right there.
I always thought she had an eye problem. I never thought it was
her eyes were made. Her eyes were pennies. That's why her name was Penny.
I never thought about. Actually, as a kid, I really never thought about that. I thought
it never caught your eye.
I thought she had fucked up eyes. And that's Penny.
She's like
a retarded kid with eyes. I really had nose.
That's a really funny.
Wow.
Back to...
I'm taking it back at most.
Yeah, you are. Back to Doug's original question. Now, as far as, like, what's a perfect movie, I don't have what's a perfect movie.
Fight Club.
Either...
Oh, I'll go with that.
See? Number one.
How about... Do you go with top tens? Can you move on top ten and just move them around?
There we go. Whipped in half. Top ten. Greatest.
There's too many good
time.
Movies out there for me to just put into a ten.
No, you go by categories, you go
no,
by
it,
genres.
It's always changing, though. That's the thing.
I mean,
well, you just do it at the time you're doing it.
Because, I mean, like, my favorite movie of all time is Forrest Gump.
It's a good movie.
But really? Then you start moving into the top ten, and I got to go with, shit. All of a sudden.
I remember that movie.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Shit,
yeah.
The movie.
The Big Fish.
No, I never saw that.
Liar motherfucker? That's
liar. The most beautiful movie ever written, directed.
Really? It's better than What Dreams May Come.
I can't watch that movie without crying.
Never watched Big Fish, but What Dreams May Come is an amazing movie.
What Jews?
What Dreams May Come.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like that one too.
No, Robin Williams.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He dies, and his wife commits suicide and goes to hell. And his kids end up taking on the looks of some hot chick in Cuba Gooding Jr.
Like real life in Future Time.
Pretty much.
I mean, sadly. He did kill himself.
In Future Time, maybe they will do that. Got that.
So it's going to happen eventually.
Too soon, that man. Too sad. Soon.
Oh, damn. I watched a documentary on Reels about him. All that shit was wrong. That was fucked up. They just telling stupid fucking facts about fucking Robin Williams. With no comedian friends of him that, like, even ones I aware of that are his friends,
yeah,
are in the interview. So they just had random people, like, I don't know who that fucking comedian is. I don't know who that guy is.
You're really hard to hear, even on mic.
I know.
Is your mic on?
Oh, shit. Who am I talking to?
No, I see the light, so it's not the bad cord. So apparently you're on. It's just hard to hear you.
Okay, let me just fix this.
For some reason. Anyway, so...
How's that?
That's... You know what?
I said, how's that?
Oh. That's about 1,000 times better.
Yeah.
How's that?
No difference.
About 900 times better.
Well, one I know, you know what I realized?
What?
You gotta lower your goddamn mic.
There we go.
I meant you.
Oh.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go with you.
Come
on. I'm gonna find my vape.
Top 10 films, though. That's a hard one. I can say right off the bat, two films I absolutely love, again, are What Dreams May Come and As Good As It Gets.
Okay.
That movie had me emotional at the end. That was a good film. One of my favorite Jack Nicholson movies.
I've come to the conclusion I lost my vape.
I've done that before.
You have any clues of where I was at?
You stepped.
Yeah, you put it on the charger on my PlayStation.
There it is.
Bam. Some thief stole it from me.
And charged it up.
Yes.
Some generous thief.
How dare he? That nice son of a gun.
It's fucked up because I gave him $5 for that fucking service. And now I have to fucking deal with that problem. I have to walk way over there. Anyways, I'm back.
And as a Deadpool fan, obviously Deadpool's in there.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, it was a fantastic movie. No, it's not your headphones. It's seriously, it sounds like you're not coming in through your mic.
My headphones are off, too.
No, it just sounds like you're really not coming in through your mic.
Also, my headphones.
I wonder if you've gone this whole show without being on mic. Are you on mic?
Go to the wave file.
That's what we're going to do.
No, you were better before.
I was funny earlier.
No. You sounded better.
No, we wanted to know.
Okay, you're picking up. So apparently your mic's working. It's just really hard to hear you for some reason.
I have no idea.
I don't know either.
Maybe you're just quiet.
It's Jason's pre-bar drunk voice. I don't know. It's hard to hear.
Jason, what would be your 10 movies? How about, I mean, just...
It's changed over years because, like, sometimes... This is weird hearing myself, too. We got to check this where this sounds like, too, later.
Yeah, we will.
But I've been thinking about it for a lot of years. Like, a lot of movies I used to love, I grown out of. Like, I don't know them anymore. Like, I feel like there's not the same movies where I was when I was, now that I'm 30, that I was when I was 25. Like, Fight Club was my fucking movie back in the day. And that's not the movie I was. I'm not the same person, but I just love that fucking film.
Okay, see, then
I
that,
like chaos.
Then
I
could say
the world was gonna end.
Then I
could
say
like
that's a huge difference for me because As Good As It Gets, so What Dreams May Come, I liked from the moment I first saw them when they first came out, and I still love them. Same with Dark City. Dark City is a damn good movie.
I feel like I outgrew some movies. That's why I don't fucking say that's my favorite anymore.
It's you
like,
outgrew your stupid British punk anarchy phase.
Yeah, exactly. But even if I did, it's. It doesn't give me a favorite film of all time. There's movies I always go back to. Movies I...
Well, they're the classics. So you know, like Ghostbusters and everything.
It made me change
how
I look at a film. So I was like, okay, what's a favorite film? It's like one I can see every time, in the no matter what point of that film comes on.
And
on
love
TV,
it.
And just instantly be in it.
Yeah.
So where is that at? Well, if I had to deal with that way, Usual Suspects is a good fucking film that does that.
That's
I
a good movie.
I know that movie so, but that's also still me. I know the movie so well. It doesn't matter what point I fucking watch it, I'm gonna watch it again.
Yeah.
It's pretty much almost every Quentin Tarantino movie. Like you could find the middle of most of those movies and just be.
Four Rooms, I think, is one of my favorite Tarantino films.
Mm-hmm. It's a Tarantino film?
It might not be an actual Tarantino film per se. He's
it's a Tim Robbins film.
He's in it. I almost want to say, like, it's different directors right, doing one, segments.
Robert...
Tim Roth?
Tim Roth.
Yeah.
That's him.
Yeah, he's the bellhop. And he's the one connection in
is
all of them.
Is it written by him? It's not directed by him.
No, you know, or I almost
like,
want to say it
True
might...
Romance is a
it might be Robert Rodriguez.
That hack... You know what? Let's give me some shit.
Yeah, you have a better mic than I do.
Oh, see, we hear you a lot better on that.
Come here.
It's something with your mic.
It's the mic.
Bro. Well, here, let's just switch. Nobody wants to hear me anyhow. You guys are the interesting ones.
Yes, you should be heard.
No. Here.
Till we figure out the middle.
Bullshit.
Let's try it.
I'll talk louder.
Want to pause it?
Yeah, it is something with your mic. You know, well, yeah, we'll pause this so we can just do a quick little check, see what's going on here. I mean, according to the file, you are coming in. I don't know why we can't hear you.
Yeah.
So, 1 second.
All right, here we go.
All right. Problem okay. solved. So, well, go ahead and conduct your interview that you have here, guest, that you've been wanting to do.
I didn't even hear what you said.
Conduct your interview with your guests that you've been wanting to do. So, you mentioned you want to interview some more. And after that, again, we have a lot of shows.
So, Doug, you're a comedian, as I've been told.
Give you the what?
I said, Doug, you're a comedian.
And now I sound like I'm in a hallway again.
I'm really not a comedian. I'm somebody that wants to be one. And I'm learning. And I'm a guy that's capable of walking into a bar and making people laugh and having a good time with me, but...
You're a presumptuous piece of shit.
Hey, what the hell? I'm getting older.
Fuck this guy.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Who cares about this guy who just makes people laugh?
Yeah, nobody.
I actually feel an attitude towards some guy who walked in. Sorry, get the room together. Who this fuck is?
Who you is like that?
I hate on him.
You instantly dislike anyone who commands a room and draws people's
attention.
If it's
not me, yeah, you're right. But if he did it like...
You're as bad as Eric when it comes to women.
He gets pussy. I don't...
No, no. I mean, if they don't give him the time of day, then fuck them. They're bitches. Who is that guy?
Whores and Charlotte. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So, you walked in this bar out of nowhere after coming from El Monte.
Yeah.
And you stumbled in this fucking bar in Highland.
And I...
This bar that's kind of... It's in a rebuilding year.
Stage.
I don't know basketball.
So anyhow, I go in there and I tell them, and they're all kind of afraid of me because I got this big beard and I look scary and I just got off of
work.
Refer
to the picture in section A2.
You're one swastika on your forehead away from being Charles Manson, yes.
Oh, that picture I showed him. All you need is that fucking swastika.
So I tell them, how do you ring that bell? And they say, you got to buy everybody a beer. And I pulled out $100 bill and everybody was shocked. They thought I stole the money or something. But
what street corner is he working?
Stand up, boy. That's $100 bill.
No, people always think I'm homeless. I have been standing minding my own business and people come up and hand me change. It's really weird, and I don't understand.
I hope you take care of yourself.
Well, I always God bless them, and you know, put the money in my pocket. But you know,
the other day,
the 7-Eleven down the street here, I go in, and it's 4 o'clock in the morning. It's 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm getting a cup of coffee, and I walk up and I give them $2 for my cup of coffee. And as I'm walking out, this guy, out of the kindness of his heart, goes, here. And he hands me $2. And I'm all, well, what the hell is this? And he goes, oh, shit, I thought you were a transient. That's the life I lead. And I find it funny.
You're a tranny, huh?
Yeah. I'm a tranny. Nobody's got nothing to say.
I don't have much
to say.
I think
it was said.
I assume you're just like any other homeless person in the morning. I've been in the work in the morning at 8 and p.m. Yeah, some people asking for change. You just seem like someone who looks like wants change. This man.
I'm trying to change. I just don't want it.
You trying to change or you're trying to get change? Which one is it?
Yeah.
Remember I lost my vape earlier? What happened to that?
Later. It's still,
it's
on the
still charging. You'll be
I'm glad you're keeping track of that.
Yeah.
I'm just so fucked up right now.
Yeah, you are.
So back to Doug.
No, that one really got scary. You both looked at me like I am a transient, you know?
Like, what did Jason bring
to
this
guy?
Him.
You could be. I don't know.
You're pretty much revealing yourself as that, and it seems like it was a big mistake to bring you here.
I'm gonna steal.
Jason, we need to talk.
Yeah. There's a lot of motions to him, like, come talk to me back here.
No, I'm gonna,
halfway through your stories.
I'm a general foreman of a plumbing company. I do
I
do like high rise plumbing and I'm a mathematician and
I'm the Prince of Norway.
Hey, you don't have to believe.
Kidding. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I've been doing it for. I mean, you guys asked me about me.
Construction guys are very weird. They don't. I've from my life of just meeting construction guys, like, they know a lot of stuff. A lot of them are dumb guys. They actually are dumb guys who know a lot of stuff. That's what I am trying to find out later. It's not the other way. It's basically the other way around. There are a lot of dumb guys who know a lot of stuff, and they know a lot of stuff. They can tell you anything. The best thing about what I appreciate about that job, though, it's a lot of hard work. But at the end, you built something. Like, you did something. That's why I like your job, too, Steve.
Yeah.
At the end of the day,
it's probably a lot more rewarding work than going, oh, that box is upside down.
Is just unfulfilling as fuck. But your job, like, at the end of the day, like, I built this build. I helped build this building, or I built this building.
Yeah, I do low voltage.
That's why I appreciate those type of jobs. It's a lot of money that's worth it. My job is not a lot of money that's worth it.
Especially, I do a lot of work in Orange County.
Oh, we're not impressing.
We've done work for, like, major TV manufacturers. I think one of our clients, they are the second largest mortgage loan company in the country. So I'm in multi-million-dollar server rooms doing stuff. Fun times.
Yeah.
And I enjoy my work.
I do buildings that are, these days now they're building like coliseums and shit, you know. Today, $2 billion doesn't even sound like a number, you know. So,
it's funny because for big companies like that, they'll throw money at some of the stupidest shit. But when it comes to the low voltage, stuff they need. I mean, it is pretty much the nervous system and brains of their fucking company. They want to be shiesty as fuck.
Yeah.
And just penny pinch. Like, no, it didn't work that way. You know, your walls are just pretty to look at. This cable, you need to operate.
Right.
What's more important to you, sir?
and the wall is more...
They get it so backwards.
The wall is always more important.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
What you can see, that's what determines whether or not you're in operations.
Yes.
It's funny.
But, I mean, I don't know. I've been doing this.
Work relations. I love this. The funny show.
You brought it up. This was your topic.
I did bring it up. I'm sorry. Yeah. But I was just giving you middle fucking talk.
And really, it just makes it even worse on you. Because here's two guys who work with their hands and actually have fulfilling jobs.
I work with my hands every day.
You flip a box. Every now and then.
But we're all union. Oh, no, you're not.
No, I'm not union. And I'm happy that way.
But I'm working...
I fucking hate union.
And I'm working prevailing wage.
Yeah.
Yeah. See this guy? He's a prevailing wage. That's so sad.
Well, that's a state thing.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's not sad. That's actually ridiculous money.
Well, they're just bragging.
He's just bragging in front
of both of us.
Yeah.
Actually, he just...
Don't,
fuck you.
I
you
told
just
you.
Shit on both of us.
Right I now. Told you, don't mug me or rape me when I get here.
Neither like of us you need to worry about right now.
You like robbers to show up as chicks.
I mean, in truth, you look too homeless to rob, and you're not pretty enough to rape. So you don't have to worry.
Well, I'm sorry I brought up Steve for the show. I guess he's not worth it.
What?
I guess that's part of your standoff, huh? That's why you should... Never mind. I'm too drunk.
You are really floundering here, sir.
Yeah, you're right.
That's okay.
Hey, welcome to Rip the Nav. I'm Steve. This is Doug.
Yeah. And we have our guest, Jason, over here.
I sold the rights to my show. You know what? They could do it better.
Tearing it in thirds.
Here's my limit. 8 beers.
Hey, you guys, God bless you, man. I got to go home, man.
All right, Doug. It was a pleasure having you on the show.
It's been Doug Gleason on the show.
I really had an amazing time. I really want you guys to know that I shall put you on my podcast. And you guys are bitching. I love the way that this works, and I will.
Our podcast, it should be fun with your friends and something you want to do.
Yeah, we appreciate
it. It's something I want to do.
I just want to let you know I will be locking my doors tonight.
Yeah, okay. Just in case.
Yeah, you never know.
And here's the alarm code for you.
And I've been on video the whole time in case you need the police.
Well, you know. Can't be too cautious when it comes to security.
Hey, go to the bill and look for a shirt that looks like, sort of like this.
Yeah. Yeah, they're looking for a guy.
No one saw that because it's audio.
Yeah, I know. Well, neither did, because he didn't even see that shirt.
Oh, no, I saw.
Yeah, we sell Dougie shirts. So.
Uh-huh. Yeah, somehow it looks like Emo Phillips.
Okay.
Look up Emo Phillips. You have a computer. Come on.
No, I'm fine.
No.
Please.
No. He's ready to get me out of here. You guys finish your podcast. God bless you. Thank you for having me.
It has been a pleasure, Doug.
I did like having Doug on here.
No, it's been good.
Thanks. I had a good time. Really good time.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Having Doug on here is fucking great. Doug is an aspiring stand-up comedian. I hope he does well.
Or not.
Or at least does. Yeah. You know.
Oh, no.
If not want, well, he still does.
Once right? he closes that door, I will say I want him to fail and fuck that piece of shit. And, you know, if I meet him in the street, you know, kick over his truck.
Much. Have a good night, Doug.
Here, I'm going to give you this one for the...
Oh, okay.
You should have seen it before he had a beard on.
Sorry.
No, that's good.
Pleasure, Steven.
You
last
too.
Last time I stole...
You drive safe, huh?
Thank you.
Later, Doug.
Have a wonderful evening.
And the last time I saw Doug, he was fighting a midget.
Over a game of basketball.
Yeah, he stole his ball.
Yeah, well, you know, never steal a midget's ball.
Anyway, now that piece of shit is gone. Still my fucking shine.
You gave up your thunder. Willingly.
I'm too drunk.
Oh, yeah, you are.
I gave up.
Jesus
willingly
Christ.
Just to alcohol.
I knew you were the moment you walked through my fucking door.
I wasn't even that drunk when I walked. I had three beers in me.
You could fool me.
I was in three beers in me. I was more surprised that
I itch.
Doug coming in, I thought it was like shining, like he like, yeah, I want to do it. Let's go right now. I was like, well, the challenge came next. Like, well, then let's go right now. And he said, let's go right now. Oh, shit. Now we got to go right now. And here we are. But
here you were. Yes.
I didn't mind having Doug here. A person I want to bring here. I'd bring him before most people I've ever met here. I'm not going to bring some other random asshole from the bar. I mean, I am picky, and I'm an asshole. So bringing someone worth it seemed that way. He didn't bring enough jokes, but I liked him. And I like what he's doing. He's 50 years old, trying to just do stand-up comedy.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I respect. I can't do it. As much shit-talking I can do. I can't put myself out there. That's sad. I should be doing that. I should be doing what Doug's doing.
You should be doing a lot of things, but you don't.
I gotta get a new shirt. Yeah, no,
as much as you hate to be told it, as much as you disagree with it, you are the quintessential millennial.
That's fucking...
It's true.
That's...
It's a little below the belt, but it's true.
It's below the belt. As
it's still true.
That's another word I'm trying to look for that.
It's a low blow?
No. It's something, my friend. There's a word for that.
What? I'm dead to you?
That's a completely different joke, which doesn't exist anymore because I can't do that stuff anymore.
Aww. Now you're just creating dead air.
So I am.
Way to go.
There's a word for that. That's why I'm trying to... That's what bothers me.
Well, you're too drunk to think of it. You're not fast enough. Deal with it.
Oh.
It's true, though. And you're not the only one that I know who is that way. You're not.
I don't know. You categorize people very fast, though. I know that from you. You just get some ideas, and then it's like, I put you in a category.
Okay, but I've known you many years.
You've done that to me very easily, too. What you were just wrong on. Sometimes I actually manipulate that, too.
No.
I know you enough.
I have not been wrong.
It's always great when you're not wrong, huh?
That's right.
That's what I love about psychology. I'm not crazy because everything I agree with is me, right?
Yeah.
That's what bothers me, actually. Like, I'm not crazy. At least I don't think I am, but how can you not think you're crazy if you're always right?
True.
Because no matter what, I can rationalize myself to be not the crazy one. I got a lot of work on.
Yes, you do.
So do you. Fuck you. What if I think about you the same...
I'm not saying I'm perfect.
But if I think about you the same way, then I'll have a new category like, what if that guy thinks he thinks is right, and then think he's right, and then it's a psychological game.
See, now you're just talking crazy.
No, it's right. It is right, but I'm fighting another psychological fucking crazy person. That's all valid, and same time, I have to realize I'm also crazy.
I'm not psychologically crazy. I'm clinically crazy. There's a difference.
It's also lawfully crazy, which is different.
Yes.
Yeah. I learned that from a professor whose wife kills his son and herself, saying God's told her to do it. And he had to deal with, during that semester, the difference between legally crazy and crazy crazy. Oh, man. He'd break down in class all the time. It was sad.
Fun times.
Hey, it was easy because when they have the problems going on, the best way to get an A. When my professor had a baby, I didn't do Algebra 3 Algebra 2 for a long time. No, it wasn't algebra. Intermediate algebra.
Well, on regular show stuff. Yeah. You know what else is fun times? Video games. Video games are fun times. Do you agree?
I don't know. Depends on the games. I just got the new DLC for Battlefield.
Uh-huh. How's that going?
I've been working on the DLC for about a week and a half. I've played about 3 days of it total of the past 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting my ass kicked, like, left and right.
Makes sense.
But they're emphasizing more team play. So if you play, like, medic, you get a shitload of points.
Well, that's good.
Like, I'm more medic. Like, I will heal anybody. I can fire. I die a shitload. But I can have, like, probably 10 deaths, 18. Like, I have 18 kills. No, 10 kills, 18 deaths, but a shitload of help for the fucking team.
Mm-hmm.
And I can still be in the top 10.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Because they're trying to promote more team play, so all the guns modifying, every tweak they're doing is more towards gameplay, team play.
Yeah. Past couple of days, have been playing Need for Speed.
That still exists?
Oh, yes.
Why?
Because it's a racing franchise that's popular.
They still have cops trying to follow you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but it's still called Need for Speed.
Yes.
Okay. But I didn't even know that game genre existed. It seemed weird to me.
But that's not the video games I'm talking about. I'm talking about old.
Why'd you see
old Nintendo nostalgia?
I can't get an NES Classic because they're always sold out when I go to Target.
Oh yeah, no one's re-upped on their stocks.
They have,
but there's some good classic stuff coming out that you don't need an NES Classic for, and it'll only cost you $20.
I can buy a game cartridge and make my own.
It's coming out.
I want an NES Classic.
It's coming out on both the Xbox One and PS4.
An NES Classic emulator?
Nope. The Disney Afternoon Collection.
What the hell? I can play Rescue Rangers? Is Rescue Rangers
one
part
and
of it?
Two?
Okay, wait a minute.
DuckTales 1 and 2.
The original DuckTales?
Uh-huh. Tailspin. And Darkwing Duck.
HD?
All of them are the classic Nintendo that have been upgraded with 1080p support. Will include different filter options. Will have a boss rush and time attack mode.
That's pretty, the filter option is probably basically the grainy version and stuff like that. The same thing as
no
the
different
X-
than what the
NES
classic does.
Yeah, okay. But they always have DuckTales Remix already available for Xbox 360 and Xbox.
Right? That's the DuckTales Remastered. This is going to be probably just the classic DuckTales, but it's going to have 1 and 2, Rescue Rangers 1 and 2, Tailspin, and Darkwing Duck.
Because DuckTales is a good game.
It's just $20 for 6 classic games.
Okay, you wouldn't pay $5 for 5 things, so that's not a
big I would pay $20 for this.
You have yet to pay anything anything.
Oh, bullshit. And wait, I will. What's
the last big thing you paid for? Do you have that VHS fucking Deadpool yet?
I'm not getting the VHS Deadpool.
The VHS Blu-ray?
You
your favorite movie all goddamn time?
You can't make a VHS Blu-ray, sir.
The favorite movie all time? Blu-ray DVD?
And I've yet to find it anywhere at the stores I've been to.
Oh, when you casually come across it, you'll buy it if you have the cash?
That's how I tend to
buy
movies.
The movie you love?
That's
okay.
How I tend to buy movies.
You'll never buy that.
Yeah, I will.
That's the epitome of movies you steal. Watch.
Well, that's I
your
just
movie
bought Need for
that
Speed,
I have
dumbass. So, yeah, I do buy things.
So you watched the movie Need for Speed?
No, I haven't watched the movie. I've never seen the movie.
Hello, Alistair. What did you think of Doug Fresh?
Why don't you tell Jason what you thought of Power Rangers?
Oh, you saw the Power Rangers?
Yep.
Did you watch the TV show?
Yeah.
Okay, well, who's your favorite ranger? By name, not his color.
What's that person's name?
Tommy, the Green Ranger.
That's everyone's favorite, because Tommy's awesome.
I mean, the Tommy the Green Ranger from 1995.
93, yes.
Oh, that's before you were born is your favorite ranger.
Yeah.
You know, I can agree with that. Oh, that sounds questionable. I mean, I would like a little more enthusiasm for you to say that that's my favorite ranger, the ranger before I was born.
Yeah, because it's actually my favorite ranger in the show.
He's actually the White Ranger. Fuck you.
Well, darn you!
Yeah, darn you too.
Well,
because you were trying to claim fame to a ranger. You have no idea. You should be part of like Battle Zord dinosaur, you know, spaceship ones. Those dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Those are Power Rangers.
Yeah!
And Steve's just dying to say
yeah.
it. It's technically those ones.
Yeah!
No.
He's agreeing with me.
That is good!
I'm just waiting to see where this goes.
I don't know. It's kind of tough because he's agreeing with me all the time.
He's just happy to be on the air and he's seeing his stuff pre-ordering up on there.
I like my voice on there. That's what he's doing?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
And seeing the clappings pop up and everything.
Hey, we're going to take a break.
Are we?
We got to wrap it up.
Yeah.
There's so much.
Check out the time.
It's been an hour and 47 minutes.
Okay, we got 30 minutes.
And I have yet to be able to get into any real show stuff other than the Disney Classic Collection. Or Afternoon Collection.
Okay. To you. He's going to give it to
all right. So we're coming
X
back on.
Give it to you.
Trying to get
He's
through some
gonna give it to
show
you.
Stuff.
X going to give it
and
to you.
And now we're joined by my 8-year-old.
He's going to give it to you. X gonna give it to you. He's gonna give it to you. That's what X gonna do. X gonna give it to you. He's gonna give it to you. X gonna give it to you. He's gonna give it
and
to
now,
you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, that's not my 8-year-old right there. That is Jason.
Hey, welcome to Room Now. I'm Jason.
Take 2.
Spider-Man is gonna be coming out soon.
The Spider-Man?
The Spider-Man. And
he's
going
to give it to you?
Already we have a spinoff. A long way to spinoff.
Oh, the...
not the animated film.
The Venom.
The Venom.
Don't do
don't
that.
Do that.
Don't do that, please.
Sorry.
Don't touch it. Thank you. So, Venom is still ongoing.
I don't even know what Mikey is.
And in fact, it's still still ongoing. It finally has a release date.
Yeah.
Do you want to know when Venom comes out, Jason?
No.
I got Kid Cudi here.
Word.
Say word.
Word.
This is so weird.
Yes, it is.
Okay, Steve's son has apparently taken over. Actually, this is Doug Gleason.
No, it isn't.
Basically, now Doug Gleason.
Anyway, so Venom comes out October 5th of next year, 2018.
It's far enough away.
It is.
Why don't care?
It finally has a release date. We're finally getting the Venom film.
It don't matter. It's a Venom. It's basically far enough away where they can tweak it long enough.
No. Uh-huh.
Even after, like, see, just wait and see what the Marvel Spider-Man film is going to be.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn your mic off. In a couple. Yeah.
No, don't. Don't.
Why is it not turning off?
Because that's not his mic.
You know well.
That's mine.
Is he number one?
Yes. Congratulations.
Talking to it?
Hey.
Hey. Okay, so.
Okay, so I'm still there, though.
All right, so you don't give a damn about Venom. Amy Schumer is finally out as far as being Barbie. That's not happening now. Thank God.
It mostly makes sense. Unless you want, like, a real Barbie, but that's not makes a kid in film.
No. What they were doing, the plan, okay, because it was her studio that bought the rights to the Barbie film. And the idea that they had for the movie is that she was going to play Barbie. Barbie's no longer hot and perfect, so she gets kicked out of Barbie land. Where she learns a life lesson about not being, where she learns her life lesson about it doesn't, you don't have to look perfect and be this and that. Pretty much the whole social justice warrior all inclusivity crap. Well, she's now no longer Barbie. Which is good. Because I hate Amy Schumer.
Why?
She's just an annoying cunt. She's not funny. And I don't know.
It's a stupid arbitrary reason why you don't like her.
I don't like her.
I don't pay attention enough to not like her, to like her or not like her. So it's kind of weird.
I don't find her funny.
Takes a stance that somebody really would pay attention to you regardless.
Well, no, I don't find her funny for one.
Where was she?
Overrated. Okay, she steals other comedians' jokes, like blatantly steals them. And then again, so her whole social justice warrior bullshit that I fucking hate too. Yeah, it's so bad. She's the most popular comedian
you can possibly know. That's pretty much it.
No,
and now
she's
you
not.
Got a bunch of shit.
I've never liked her.
Any comedian you know is pretty much always mainstream.
She recently came out with a Netflix comedy special.
I don't care about her stuff either, but I don't know enough about you than you do.
It bombed. Now, instead of looking
you
at...
You know more about her than I do,
yeah.
And I don't care about her.
I read the news, everything.
That make you more, like, informed? Because you...
I do tend to stay up on current events,
yes. You put a lot of effort on a comedian you don't like. I'm not defending her. I don't care for her either, but I don't know shit about her. I just didn't like some of the jokes I saw, and I just ignored it. You know more. You do know more.
Can I finish?
You know a lot of her politics.
Can I finish?
But you can rave a long time. I bet you can rave a long time about her. More things than you think you should know. Can you? It's a lot, huh? More than I would know. Because I don't know her goddamn thing. But you can tell me a bunch of things about her. So tell me more about her. Tell me more about Amy Schumer, your favorite comedian in the whole world.
Ah, that's, I think, a different night. So this has been Ripped in Half. We'll catch you guys next week.
Watch this.
Ripped in Half. The Joker and the Devil. Slower than several. I'm lowering my level. Ripped in Half. The Joker and the Devil. And everything.